Luke 23. Jesus said, "Abba, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing." The people stood there watching. Jesus breathed for the last time. The centurion who saw this glorified God and said, "Surely this one was innocent." When the crowds that had gathered for the spectacle saw what had happened, they returned home, beating their breasts and weeping. The Easter story that we have come to know through the ages has within it moments of harshness, of sorrow, of beauty. Each of these pieces are poignant and necessary. Life is not all sweetness and light, Easter bunnies and Easter eggs. In these few moments that we share from the Gospel of Luke, we hear Jesus, even as he was crucified, consider the people around him. He was gracious and loving, even as he was betrayed. He offered them compassion and hope. He asked God for leniency and love. As he succumbed to the inevitable, someone from the other side of life, a Roman centurion, suddenly saw the truth of the one who had been betrayed by the systems, by his own people. The Roman centurion is the beginning of the unfolding of the next chapter, the one where people step forward to help, the one where people recognize their mistakes, the one where people begin to move forward, having learned something that perhaps would help them make better choices. This next chapter of life draws strength and light from the darkness. Moving into the continuing story, the light of morning invites people to believe in the impossible, to trust that God can move us out of the worst circumstances into a new way of living. It doesn't look the same for all of us, does it, that new way of living? What drastic circumstances change how we think about how we embrace life and the people of God's world? People lose their jobs, and as tragic as that can be, it can also be an opportunity to choose a different direction that you may not have considered before, or an opportunity to be a better family team to stretch what you have, or an opportunity to appreciate the diversity of support that your community offers you. People have huge health scares or unexpected death in the family, and suddenly they realize the importance of health, of offering compassion and love to their family. The light that comes out of the darkness offers an opportunity to make new decisions that will offer strength and love to the world. This is part of our Easter story, knowing that God is on the other side of the darkness, waiting for us to walk into the light of love. Acts 10, verses 34 to 43. Peter then said, "Now I am certain that God treats all people alike. God is pleased with everyone who worships God and does right, no matter what nation they come from." This is the same message that God gave to the people of Israel when Jesus Christ was sent, the Lord of all, to offer peace to them. You surely know what happened everywhere in Judea. It all began in Galilee after John had told everyone to be baptized. God gave the Holy Spirit and power to Jesus from Nazareth. God was with Jesus as he went around doing good and healing everyone who was under the power of the devil. We all saw what Jesus did, both in Israel and in the city of Jerusalem. Jesus was put to death on a cross. But 3 days later, God raised him to life and let him be seen. Not everyone saw him. He was seen only by us who ate and drank with him after he was raised from death. We were the ones God chose to tell others about him. God told us to announce clearly to the people that Jesus is the one chosen to judge the living and the dead. Every one of the prophets has said that all who have faith in Jesus will have their sins forgiven in his name. Now I am certain that God treats all people alike. God is pleased with everyone who worships God and does right, no matter what nation they come from. This is the message of Easter, that everyone, everyone is God's beloved. The Jewish people, the Romans, the centurions, the Gentiles, those who are homeless, those who are hopeless, those who make mistakes, those who hurt, those who are hurting. The death of Christ was a message for all of God's people, that living in faith for the truth, for justice for all people, was dangerous living. But that this, as God's people, is what we are called to do, to be the voice of care and compassion, to hold the powerful to account for their choices that put people in harm's way, giving power to the powerful without regard for the damage done to the powerless. The risen Christ is the reminder that God walks with us through the pain, the challenge, the mockery of others, and lifts us into new, inspired living, new life created by a love that knows no boundaries, no colours. Peter reminds the people around him that they won't all have the same experience of God. The risen Christ wasn't shown to everyone, but those who experienced that gift, that divine presence, were given the responsibility to share their experience with others. As followers of God, as followers of the way of Jesus, this is our responsibility, to show through our actions and our words that we can see mistakes made in the past that have had terrible consequences for others. To take those learnings and show how God's love and Jesus' teachings can guide us to better choices, compassionate choices, and a new way of living. Jesus offers up his life to show that sometimes following God is hard work, and that many around us will be scared to follow, will get detoured by selfishness and greed. Jesus returned to show that the mistakes that humanity makes are no match for the love of God. The dawn of that first Easter day, the day when God's promise of love that defeats all violence and human brokenness brought with its new light, new possibilities of beginning again. The light of that new dawn gave another day to celebrate the love of God by making better choices, by reflecting the love of God in our lives. Every day does that. Each morning that dawns gives us another day to share love and actions that show we have learned something from God's love. Each day gives us an opportunity to try again, to follow the courage and faith of Jesus as we engage with God's world. In the gift of each new morning, we know that no matter what happens in our day, God has our back. The Easter story teaches us to embrace and be grateful for each day that we are given, to share the love of God as it is shared with us, with abundance, without boundaries, to rejoice when we recognize the presence of the divine in the people and places that God shares with us, to love God's people as fiercely as God loved us. May we be God's Easter people every day. Amen.